Ready to transform your guests into loyal repeat customers? Introducing StayFi, the all-in-one solution for email and text marketing created for short-term rentals.
StayFi helps you gather guest email addresses through a branded splash page. Think of it like that friendly coffee shop that asks for your email before granting you Wi-Fi access. But StayFi goes a step further. It seamlessly consolidates all the guest data you collect from your Wi-Fi and website into one powerful CRM or a customer relationship manager.
It's fantastic that StayFi can help you collect all of those valuable email addresses, but I know what you're thinking. What's the next step? And don't worry, StayFi has a toolkit built in.
Imagine having hundreds of pre-built templates at your fingertips, all within StayFi's dashboard. With StayFi's user-friendly visual automation builder, sending personalized emails is a breeze.
And the cherry on top, you can easily track the success of your email campaigns with seamless Google Analytics integration.
Also, StayFi has built-in text marketing with jaw-dropping 98% open rates. Imagine welcoming your guests with personalized text messages that make them feel right at home. You can collect those guest reviews with text messages that filter out the best ones and encourage guests to share their positive experience on Google, Facebook, and your website.
So what are you waiting for? Grab an amazing discount for our listeners. It's 50% off for your first 3 months. So head on over to stayfi.com/TFE and let's supercharge your guest relationships together. Again, that's stayfi.com/TFE for 50% off for your first 3 months of StayFi.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Listeners, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to be on the Hosting Hotline, all you got to do is go to hostinghotline.com, record your question. We'll answer it here on the podcast. You'll help thousands of other hosts. Go you. Today, we have a question from Megan.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. Thank you guys so much for all that you do to support us hosts. I love the podcast. My question relates to goals for next year. So I'm working with my business partner to begin setting goals for our rental property, but we've never really done that before. What advice do you have on where to start or what should we be looking at to begin? Thanks so much.
Great question. Honestly, asking that question and setting aside time with your business partner is already like, I would say 50% of the thing that you're tackling.
Yes. And that's our tip number one is carve out a specific date and time, put it on your calendar, and also give yourself more time than you think.
Yeah.
Because Sarah and I do this. We actually do it for days.
Yeah.
It started out like an afternoon, and now it's like we actually book a place. Actually, go stay in another short-term rental.
It is nice to like remove yourself from your day-to-day if you're able to. You don't have to do this. But we like to go somewhere inspirational. We support another host, and we stay someplace nice and just remove ourselves from like our normal surroundings.
And let you think big. So definitely carve out a date and time, put it on the calendar, do some planning ahead also. As much as we want to dream and just set all of these goals, we like to base them off of historicals. So we're a huge proponent of printing out that P&L and reviewing your income and expenses and honestly going line by line on all of them. I would advise that's a great place to start and just get anchored in your P&L. And if you can go month to month, and then if you have year over year historicals too, I think that is an excellent, excellent place to start and just going again, line by line, review all income, review all expenses.
And I will take that a step further and ask yourself, so a P&L is profit and loss, right? And
At its core, profit is after you pay everyone, truly including yourself for just keeping the business running, what's left over? And that what's left over, you should have a goal, right? Because the goal is not necessarily to end at zero. You want to have some extra to invest back into the business that takes you above and beyond the expenses that you have, i.e. paying your cleaning team, paying yourself, doing those sorts of things. And so maybe one of your goals is looking at that amount and is it an amount you're proud of? Is it an amount that you can survive on? Do you want to make it bigger? Do you want to defend it and keep it the same for 2024? So I like to say, yes, bring your P&L sheet, your profit and loss, but look at what you had left over. If that isn't big enough, then go back to what Annette said, go line by line. What isn't serving your guests, serving your owners, serving your family, wherever you're at, if you're a co-host or a rental by owner, whatever you are, and really ask yourself those tough questions.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
Again, it's just like, what are all the improvements? You know, what do you want to do? Is it in marketing? Is it your team? Is it like buying another property? I encourage you to also let this time, like have this time to just dream also and see what's realistic. I like to set super realistic goals and then some that are like big, giant, like, oh my gosh, if we can make that happen, that would be awesome. I think this is a time to really like let that stuff flow and figure out, you know, sometimes when you dream big, like a lot of times things come your way and I think you have to let yourself do that. But the second part of planning that date and carving out time is while you're there, we like to carve out time to follow up on everything that we went over in that goal setting session. So setting the next time and the next date that you're going to review and make adjustments, see if you're on track with the goals that you have set. So try to set those up quarterly for yourself so you can make sure that you're on track. And also take notes. So the next time you do the goal setting, you'll have like, hey, this is how we laid it out last year. Each year that Sarah and I do this, we fine tune it because it's like, oh, this is how we did it last year. And we even have like time slots. Like we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that. And this is a time too, good, bad, ugly, look at it. But the historicals really help you define what those goals can be for the future year.
As you're looking at your business as a whole, and I think as a whole, it's really that profit line that we talked about just a few moments ago. But then obviously your business has so many different facets, right? So you have, do you have maintenance goals for your property? Do you have guest relations goals for your property? Do you have improvement? So maintenance is one thing, but are there areas of your property that you want to improve? If you're a co-host, do you want to improve how you communicate with your owners, right? So take your business as a whole and section it out. And then I think here's where a lot of people misstep as well. How are you going to track that success, right? How are you going to, let's say, for example, you want to redo the bathroom in your rental and you need to set aside a certain amount of money so that you can do that above and beyond the expenses that you already have set for next year. So that's how you're going to know that you can renovate your bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. And so then Q1 of that following year, okay, I wanted to save $10,000 up. We're at $5,000. Is that where we were hoping to be? If not, do you want to fast track it? Do you want to slow it down? Are other areas suffering? Like, how can you make sure that you're on track and root that in some sort of KPI, so key performance indicator, so that you know whether or not you're on track? And if you're off track, you get to decide whether that's okay or not, right? You don't have to beat yourself up because you can look at your business and say, okay, this is off track. We're not going to renovate the bathroom, but my gosh, our reviews are way up. And we wanted to raise our reviews from, I know you all, 4.91 to 4.97. And we did that without renovating the bathroom. So you know what? We can slow down this goal, right? It's all interconnected. That's why Annette's tip of writing down and getting real organized on what you talk about. And sometimes it's a spreadsheet and you can make different tabs for all the different areas of your business and have that first tab be the overarching snapshot of your business. But our hope in this gives you some ideas on how to
tackle this because it's a big undertaking, but it's so important.
Yeah, just start. That's the biggest goal.
Yeah.
Just start.
You asking and just having that time with your business, even if you guys look at each other over a coffee table and just talk about how the year went and where you want it to go. I mean, that is leaps and bounds what a lot of business owners do. So don't discount just talking about it as well and getting your feelings about how this year went and how you want it to go out in the open.
On the same page.
Right.
2024.
So do it right now. Take that, if you can, like after this episode's over, call your business partner or make a calendar event with yourself and schedule off a couple hours. Again, like Annette said, schedule more time than you think you need. And just look at your listings, look at your profit and loss statements, the very least. Do that right now. With that, I am Sarah Carrigan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.